12. The Spirit of the Cave. A loud shout came from the nearby forest. The entire village went to see what was happening. A Huron war party had just returned with several scalps and a prisoner. The prisoner was Uncas. Magua led him into a wigwam and put warriors all around to guard him. Magua walked proudly through the village because he had finally captured his great enemy. He told the Hurons that Uncas was a Mohican chief and their enemy. They decided to torture and then kill him the following day. Uncas was tied to a post in the wigwam. He was not afraid of his enemy who insulted and tormented him. He was a Mohican warrior, the son of a chief. Everyone knew of his courage, strength, and honesty. He had always lived like a warrior, and now he would die like one. The older warrior took the disguised Hayward outside the village, to the cave where the sick woman was. The Indians believed that a cave, with its walls of rock, would protect the woman from the evil spirit that had possessed her. As they reached the cave, Hayward noticed that a big brown bear had been following him. He didn't worry, because he knew that Indians often kept tame bears in their villages. The sick woman was lying on a bear skin in the dark cave. Lots of Huron women stood around her. Hayward told all the women to leave him alone with her. The squaws left slowly and quietly, because they had great respect for men of magic. Hayward looked carefully at the young woman who gave no signs of life. She was very ill. Unfortunately, she was dying, and Hayward could do nothing to help her. The big bear had followed Hayward to the cave. It began to growl and to move around. Hayward didn't know what to do with the bear. Suddenly, the bear started laughing. It took its head off, and it was Hawkeye.